you're cooking out, see which ticket employees are making out at the Ticket Family Barbecue this Monday. Brought to you by Red Stripe, North Main Barbecue, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we are wrapping up for today from out here at Singular Wireless, and Big Dick Hunter is standing by now.
Hey, fellas.
Hey there.
Well, tonight at 8:10, we're going to talk about going out of town again this weekend, and it's interesting that this comes up because listening to Corby and the hell that his life has become with playing Sorry with married couples and stuff like that, I have an opportunity for him to reclaim his vibrancy this weekend. He can leave with us after the show on Friday and for the entire weekend be the guest of Blues Traveler at their Red Rock show in Colorado. We'll have him back by Tuesday. You want to go, Corby? Remember Austin and Blues Traveler?
Oh, listen.
Seems like a lifetime ago.
That'll happen again. But
this weekend.
Yeah, but I can't go.
Why not?
I have plans.
What's the board game this weekend?
There's no board game. But
Battleship?
The new edition of Trivial Pursuit coming out or something?
No, I have prior commitments.
Probably Scrabble.
What do you think, Hardline? I mean, isn't this a great opportunity for Corby to feel young again?
That doesn't count. He did that on purpose.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
Probably
too.
Scrabble.
He's standing out here laughing. He
Battle
did that on purpose.
I really did, Ron, but it kind of tickled me.
Don't you guys think this would be a great opportunity for him to recapture his youth?
I want to know what he's got going this weekend that's going to deny him a trip to Red Rocks, which he loves.
And listen to this,
to see,
man.
Blues Traveler, which he loves.
We are staying in the same hotel as the band. Everybody,
I'll tell you what it is, Runs. I'll tell you exactly what it is. He doesn't want to go with the P1s because they're not like him. And he doesn't want to travel by van, which is beneath him.
Is traveling by van beneath you?
Beneath me?
Yes.
We're not talking about him. We're talking about you.
But wait. For the record, yeah, it is.
Okay.
Corby, come on, man.
No,
we're going to rehearsals
what,
with the band.
I know. I would love to go. I have a big music trip planned in August where I'm going to see the Dead.
Well, let's have another one. Let's get warmed up for it.
No, I can't do it, man. My parents are throwing a big 4th of July party. My grandpa's turning 99. I can't miss that, unfortunately. 99.
What happened to the Corby I used to know? Now, if I get one of the guys in the band to call in and try to talk you into going like last time, will that help?
No.
He could call Julie.
I can't go. I can't go this time, unfortunately. Yeah. I would love to go. And you know what? If it wasn't a holiday where there's family stuff going on, I probably would go.
He would not.
But I would fly.
I told Corby the other day, because we share a common wall between our cubicles, that it scares me when he and his wife fight. It reminds me of when my parents used to argue in the bedroom, but I could hear it through the wall.
It's an argument. It's not a fight. Fighting is like...
Well, you had your 12-year-old girlfriend turned upside down.
Good Lord.
Gross, Mike.
Why would he have her turned upside down?
Okay, that was later.
He was playing watermelon.
Yeah, that was my way of coping with it after Mom and Dad split up.
What?
You can't say that. We had to dump you, Hammer.
What, he couldn't? He couldn't.
No,
like,
no, don't try to Gordo your way out of it.
I hate that.
What, was he eating potato chips? Come on, you're better than that.
I'm really not.
Yeah, you are.
Well, the offer stands up to Friday night. All you got to do, if you get up here by 10 o'clock Friday night with a duffel bag, we'll go.
Of course, your record is still intact, Big Dick.
What's that?
Never inviting me anywhere. So,
okay.
You're not inviting me.
Where are y'all? Are y'all staying in Denver?
Yeah.
In Morrison.
No, we're staying in Denver.
Have you been to Red Rocks?
No, I have never been.
I told Turley, you are going to absolutely fall in love with this place. It is the greatest place in the world, and it from now on out, any concert you go to will be measured against Red Rocks.
I can't
and
wait.
And it will pale in comparison.
The band.
And you're passing up a chance to go see Blues.
You know what? I've been to Red Rocks probably 24 times.
Yeah, but you haven't been with them.
I've seen Blues Traveler on 4th of July before up there.
I've
seen that show.
I gotta take up for the Cobra, though. He can't miss his grandfather's birthday.
Man, there was a time when he would have thought nothing of it.
He's right. 99.
Just catch him at 100.
All right, two-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by what?
Human?
I got another dollar.
All right, this is brought to you by Fred Manrique. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds or until we determine that your story's become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words...
Battleship.
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the two-minute... You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Battleship. I just wanted to tell Grego that I just think he's the rocket.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Battleship. 5 seconds until the mother of all wits. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey there, Corby.
Two-minute drill, go.
Battleship. Hey, man, can you play Cannibal Corpse? I will kill you.
You're on the two-minute drill, go.
Battleship. The whistle goes...
You're on the two-minute drill, go.
Battleship. I think the poo presents are coming from Squeaky.
You're on the two-minute drill, go. You're on the two-minute drill, go.
Battleship. Hey, is anybody tired of Harry and Richardson?
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Battleship. Yeah, Corby, you enjoyed your facial so much. I was what?
You're on the two-minute drill, and you got the last word. Go.
Battleship. Do you know where you're going to?
Bitch.
What are you doing? Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Rob and Pete out here twisting and tweaking. Thanks to Zeb and T-Bar on the promotions front. Thanks to the folks out here at Singular Wireless for having us. Thanks to everyone who dropped by today back at the mothership. Thanks to Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, Barb Smith, and Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit. Thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Stay tuned. Coming up next is the Top 10, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We're back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline. Till then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.
Peace. They were inseparable from the time Pete was a year old. He was out in the backyard playing ball. When they'd come home and he'd be at the dinner table, we all had dinner together. He could have hit.
This is The Ticket.